In 1928 in Key West, I finally finished A Farewell to Arms. It was in this book that I retold many of my World War I experiences in Italy. Agnes became Catherine Barclay, and I was able to love her all over again, until she had to die at the end. Some critics have said that I was simply using my book to kill off Agnes. Listen to what one of them said. Hemingway is finally removing the bitter taste of rejection from his memory. What a crock that is. The truth is, by the time I wrote A Farewell to Arms, I had long outgrown the feelings of infatuation that I had for Agnes, and I had learned what it was like to be with a woman for more than a few months. Hell, I'd worked my way up to a few years. In fact, it's my relationship with my second wife, Pauline, that finally led me to an ending for the book. I was not happy with the ending and had rewritten it over 30 times, maybe even 40. At the same time, I was excited and nervous about the soon-to-be birth of my second son, Patrick. But it was a really bad time for Pauline. The baby wouldn't come, and the doctor had to perform a cesarean. We nearly lost both of them, and I was a wreck until they were out of danger. But now I had an ending. Look, my romance with Agnes had ended badly, but I couldn't just have her walk away and say, "Bye, Ernie, the end." So I thought, what is the worst, the most tragic thing I can think of to end a love story? The answer was obvious now. She dies. And then I thought, what would be even worse? She dies giving birth to my child, and the baby dies too. Now I could write it. What I had learned from Agnes was the pain, the emptiness that you feel deep inside when a love is gone, when you don't want it to be gone. And what I had learned from Pauline was the fear of losing life itself.